Torah way has been sponsored. Lichvayt Simchas Abba Mitzvah, Yehuda Grosnas, son of the Magid Chair, Reb Moshe Betzalel from Torah way. Friday, 17th of May, Yud Beis Iyah, Reb Moshe Shloim Emanuel, practice of keeping mitzvahs.
Of keeping mitzvahs, I'm not talking about the outcome and what it's supposed to achieve, rather the kavana, the main idea behind keeping mitzvahs, and based on the Ramban in Parshas Bo. So in this week's parsha, we are told the following: talks about the shechting of korban toida and has to be to our rotzon. It has to be eaten on that day, and we may not leave it over till the next. So immediately after mentioning the korban toido, and it has to be eaten for one day, the Torah tells us, "Ushmarta mitzvoisai, you shall keep my mitzvos, va'asisem oisam, and you shall do them." So the question that arises is, why suddenly, after mentioning the Korban Toido, we have a general commandment about how we should keep mitzvahs? What's the connection between the two? And if we have a look at Rashi. Rashi brings from the Teres Kahanim, Ushmartem, Zuha Mishnah. We have to remember, and that's by learning. Vasisem, and doing the mitzvahs, Zeha Masem, that's the action. The actual keeping, fulfilling of the mitzvahs. So Rashi seems to be understanding that Ushmarta mitzvah yisom, which is mentioned immediately after the Korban Toida, is a general mitzvah. And that's how he quotes it from the Teres Kahanim, a general commandment about Shmiras and Asiyas HaMitzvahs. But again, that is a bit strange. Why Dafka over here? Now, if you look at the Ramban, however, Ramban says the following: Ushmarta mitzvah yisrael kan yazir es yisrael lishmar ha-mitzvahs. See, first he says, it warns Klal Yisrael, admonishes Klal Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvahs. She yizoharu b'korbonos b'mumim u'b'mechusrei hazman koidem shiba v'yom shenishchetu ha'ein. In other words, the Ramban says, from his lashon it seems, it's referring to all mitzvahs, however in particular, it is referring back to the mitzvahs which were mentioned just prior to this, that an animal shall not be sacrificed before the eighth day, it has to be shivas yomim tachas imoy, oisav es benoy, lo shishchatu b'yom echad, and also the korban toido, it said just prior to this that it has to be b'yom ahu, can be only eaten for a day and a night, which is not the same as most korbanos, shlomim, zvachim, which can be eaten for 2 days and a night. So the Ramban seems to be saying that besides for the general admonition of how we should keep the mitzvahs, it's particularly relevant to this point over here in the Torah. V'la'as es hazvachim v'atoidu l'shochtom l'rotzoin, as it said, l'rotzoinchem, v'yichloel kol ha-mitzvahs v'yachad. So the Ramban seems to be saying that it is a general commandment, Ushmartem, Rasisem, and the mitzvahs, but also particular to the mitzvahs which have just been mentioned prior to this. And then he says, immediately after, it says, V'lo yisachalul es shem kodshi v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. The mitzvahs of not being mechalul shem shomayim, and the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. So he says, V'omar, lo yisachalul es shem kodshi li yois bochem noichel v'zoveach moshchos la'ashem. It's an admonition that we shouldn't shecht a korban which has a mum. And by that we will be Mechalel Shem Shomayim, and we won't be Mekadesh Shem Shomayim. In other words, the Ramban seems to be saying that these mitzvahs mentioned here, even though there's the general thing of Chilul Hashem and Kiddush, mitzvahs, Kiddush Hashem, that's going in particular, it's referring particularly to the mitzvahs which have just been mentioned prior to this, so that we can understand. However, if we take it as Rashi, as the Torah's Kohanim says, that it's a general thing about all the mitzvahs, and also the Ramban, that it is referring to all the mitzvahs, why dafka does it come over here? So, that brought me to think about the Ramban, the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo'i, where he talks about the kavana behind the keeping of the mitzvahs. So he says, Yavichem kol keyotze bohen, mitzvahs rabbis zechel itzias mitzrayim. Ba'akol liyos lonu, b'chol ha'doros edus, b'moifsim shelo ishtachu, v'lo yipitzchon peh lekoyfe lehachish amunas elokim. Now he says, and just take note of how many times and what the meaning behind when he quotes the terminology hoygo. Let's concentrate on that. Says that anybody who buys a mezuzah, even for prut, for one small bit of money, he's been moide in actually the three ikrim of Rav Elba in Sefer HaIkrim. The chidush ha'olam, b'idias ha'borei v'hashgachosoi, and also b'nevuah, communication with man. Any mitzvah we do shows to our that he's hoide b'chidush ha'olam, that we are moide b'chidush ha'olam, and the rest of the Torah. Milvat shehoide shechesed ha'borei godol mo'ed al oisei ritzoinoi. And also any mitzvah we do is evidence, shows that we believe and we are moide that the chesed of Hashem is great upon those who fulfill His wish, fulfill His commandments. And then he says, Ulefikach omru heve zoyl b'mitzvah kalo kavachamuro, shekulon chamudos v'chavivos moed, shebechol shor odom moide bohen leilokov. At any moment that a person fulfills a mitzvah, he in fact is moide, he is moide to his God. The kavonas kol ha-mitzvos, shenamin belakenu, the kavona, the intention of all the mitzvos is to show that we believe in Hashem our God, v'noide elov shuhu bero onu, and we should be moide to him that he created us, v'hi kavonas ha-yitziro, and that is the kavona in creation, she'ein lonu tam acher, v'yitziro harishana, there's no other reason for creation, ve'ein kel elyon chofetz batachtoinim, milvad and Hashem. First of all, that's a kavana in creation, and Hashem's only wish is sheyeda ha'adam v'yoyde lelokov sheberoi, that he should know Hashem and be moide to him that he created him. And he says this is the kavana of Romus kol b'tfilos, our gathering in shul and saying with a loud voice the tfilos. There should be a place for people to gather, and they should be moide to Hashem who created them, and brought them into existence, and they should publicize this. Basically, Hashem wants us to say, we are your creatures, and that is your creations, and that is the kavana in mitzvahs. That's a tachlis on it. So the Ramban quoted quite a few times the Indian of Hoidor. So what does he say? The keeping of mitzvahs is there to be moide to Hashem. So it would seem that that's quite a good explanation to the smichus of the general keeping of mitzvahs to Korban Toidor. Our question was, we have Korban Toidor, then immediately it says, according to a Rashi brings from the Teres Kohanim, and the way we understand it generally, according to the Ramban, says it's referring to all the mitzvahs. Why they mentioned dafka after Korban Toidor? Because keeping any mitzvah, kalo kachamuro, is actually as if we are bringing a Korban Toidor, a thanksgiving. That sounds quite simple. However, if we concentrated on the terminology of the Ramban when he was talking about moide continuously, what was his kavona? Was his kavona moide that we acknowledging that Hashem is our God? Or is it thanksgiving, giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does the Ramban mean? If he means, simple term, that it is thanking Hashem, okay, then the smichus we understand, korban toido, and then you've got the mitzvahs, which are giving thanks to Hashem. But if the Ramban means, and that seems to be the simple meaning all along, not saying that bozeh is moida to Hashem, he's thanking Hashem that he created him. He said, moida bibriyat, there are many, if you look at all those places, it doesn't talk about thanks, it's acknowledgement. We acknowledge, we admit, we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, all of creation, he created us. If that's the case, then what's the smichus of Korban Toidah and the general keeping of mitzvahs? Now, this brings us to a very interesting point. For a long time, I've been wondering, and I'm sure many of you also, why in the Birkas Hodah, in our tefillah, three times or more per day, we say, Moedim anachnu loch sha'atohu Hashem Elokeinu. And then we say, Noide lecho. We moide to you that you are Hashem our God. That's at the beginning. And then we say, Noide lecho and sapet elosecho al chayenu amsurim biyodecho, and so on. Now, if we understand that Moedim anachnu loch means we thank you, Hashem, sha'atohu Hashem, that you are Hashem our God, then why again? What do you need two hoidos for? So this, it bothered me for a long time, and I thought, okay, so you know what? It means we acknowledge, like that kavana in the Ramban there, we acknowledge Shu'atohu Hashem Elokeinu. You are, that you are Hashem our God. We're acknowledging, we admit, we're accepting acceptance of Hashem as our God. Shu'atohu Hashem Elokeinu. And then we say, Noide lecho, we thank you. However, if you look in the Art Scroll translation, on both of them, it says the following. On the first one, Moide manachlach, we gratefully thank you, for it is you who are Hashem, our God, and the God of our forefathers, etc. So they are translating it as thank you. And then when we say, Noide lecho, what does it say here? Yeah? We shall thank you and relate your praise for our lives, etc. So twice thank you. Why? Not only that, if you have a look at their translation in Oleinu, they say the following. Ba'anachnu koirim u'mishtachavim u'moidim lifnei melech malchei ha'melochim ha'kodesh baruch hu shuhu noita shomayim v'yosei oretz. So what does this moidim mean here? We bow, we bend our knees, we bow, and we are moide in front of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is noite shomayim v'yosed oretz, that he spreads the heavens and he founds the earth. What does that mean, moide? So they translate here, but we bend our knees, bow, and acknowledge our thanks before the King who reigns over kings. That's how they translate it, as a hoidah, thank you. Simply understood, you could understand it. Anachnu kolim mishtachavim u'moedim lifnei melech malchei ha'melochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu, that he, we acknowledge that he is the one who continuously noite shamayim v'yosed oretz. Acknowledgement, not thanks, but that's how they translate it. In these, all these places, moedim they translate as thank you. Now, then, so it bothered me for a long time, this, and I had my way of explaining it. Moedim anachnu loch is acknowledging and noide lecho. Then in Tavshin Ayin Ches, last year, Rosh Hashanah time, came out the Chaveres Kol HaTorah. And in there, Rabbi Falk has a piece over there where he quotes a three-way machloikas in this. Firstly, he quotes Rav Yitzchak Hutner Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that he learns that the first one in Moedim Anachnu Loch is acknowledgement. We acknowledge that you, Hashem, are our God. So we submit ourselves to that. And then Noedim Anachnu Loch is thanks. However, he brings two opposing views. Minakotze lakotze. He brings that the iun tefillah in the sidur oitzer hatfilos. He learns that the whole thing is acknowledgement. Moedim anachmeloch and noedelocho is that we acknowledge, not thanks. Then he brings Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the sidur tefillah le Moshe. That he brings that both are hoidah, like the art scroll translates. That both moedim anachnu loch and noedel locha are both hoidah. Anyway, that's just for kids. So you see that there's an interesting way how we understand moedim. Now they're not contradictory, because the Ramban says the tachlis in all mitzvahs is that we should be moedim, we should acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, He created us, etc. And that's the tachlis of kol ha-briyo. But that doesn't exclude thanks. In other words, when we thank Hashem, we're also acknowledging, and just more, we are including in that acknowledgement that He is the, in our thanks, we're including that He is the one who brought everything into being, we only exist because of Him, and we submit to Him, etc. So there's no contradiction. So even with this Ramban, who only mentions that the tachlis of mitzvahs is to be moeder, to acknowledge that Hashem is our God, that doesn't contradict our explanation of the smichus of Korban Toda and the fulfilling of all the mitzvahs, the general fulfillment of all mitzvahs. Because even though he said that it is acknowledgement, when we keep the mitzvah, that we acknowledge that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who brought us into existence and we are completely submissive to Him, included in Hoidah is that factor. So when we are moeder, when we thank, when we use this Korban Toidah, and when we keep the mitzvahs, we are actually thanking our Kodesh Baruch Hu, but that is included in that is Briyosecha Anachnu, is the explanation of our submission and our acceptance of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, it's very interesting. If we have a look at the life of Yehuda, this brought me to think. It says, who was the first one who gave a hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was Leah when she said, Hapam, Oida is Hashem, this time I will thank Hashem, and there are various explanations. The Ksav surface says, even though there were others who said hoidah before, here it was for Nes Nister and so on. But anyway, the point is, she was the one who said, Hapam, Oida is Hashem, Ken Koroshmo Yehuda. That's why she called his name Yehuda, for thanksgiving. For thanks. Now, let's have a look at where else we have terminology of Hoidah with Yehuda. The next time is with Tamar. Tzodko Mimeni. He admitted. He was a melech. He was royal malchus. A malchus, he was melech on himself and he could admit it. The next time, where do we find it? In the Brocha of Yaakov, it says, Ato yoiducha achecho. Your brothers, ato yoducha yotcha bo'erech bo'ivecho. Now what does it mean, ato yoducha achecho? It doesn't mean your brothers will thank you, right? It means they will acknowledge your kingship, your dominion, your ruling upon them. So with Yehuda we have all three meanings. Alken Koroshmoy Yehuda, his name and what happened in his life. First of all, he was named because of the Hoidah, his mother gave the day, he was the fourth one. Then he was Moideh, he admitted. And also, he got a brocha, toyo duchacha, you'll be the king, and then all acknowledge your dominion over them. So we have all three meanings. And they don't contradict, because when there's thanks, there is acknowledgement. When we thank, we acknowledge, so it includes that. So, let's come now back to Parshas Emor. What did the Ramban tell us in Parshas Boy? There's no other reason for Yetzirah Rishonim Milvad Sheyeda Ha'odam B'Yoyde Leilokov Sheberoi. So we have the Korban Toida, and immediately afterwards, what we have is the general keeping of mitzvahs. Now, I see I managed to get through this in 20 minutes. I should have planned it for another 10 minutes, but let me tell you something else. So, sorry? No. I realize that. If I go over, you can remind me as well. But, I thought it would take longer, but anyway, ideas that you have on this?
Well, we have the same double lotion in benching as well, with Noidelachol.
Oh, that's right. Right. So, there it could be that we could explain it in both ways, anachnu moedim, ala koil anachnu moedim, right? And then the question is, why noide lecho shinchad leosena? Yeah, so these are things we need to think about. If this is the tachlis of keeping mitzvahs, we really need to concentrate on that. Sorry, yes?
Not al shebaro, but shebaro. The word al meant thank you for creating, but the word shebaro means that he created us. That is the difference. Thanking, not thanking, but admitting that he created us. So
right.
Shebaro makes a difference, I think, between al shebaro as.
Yeah, now it's very interesting that you should say that, because in this Chaveres, the Kolak Torah, brings there that, as far as I remember, now Hutner, Zechut Zalim Brother, said the following. By the first one, it says, Moedim Anachnu Sho'ato. By the second one, Al. So he wants to be Madaik from there. However, we see that Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't, so it's not Mukhrach 100%, but it would be leaning to that, and that would seem to be the simple explanation. But that Rav Chaim says no, so you know. But I agree with you there, that sentiment. Yeah. Okay, so I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm told half an hour, fine, okay. So let's carry on. So it says here, Ushmarta mitzvoy sabasisem oisom ani Hashem. Now, there's a very interesting thing about Shmiras HaMitzvos. I don't usually like talking about this, but okay. The Or HaChaim in Parshas Kedoshim tells us the following. That with every mitzvah, the word mitzvah, if we look at the word mitzvah, it's the letters Mem, Tzadi, Vov, and Hei. So he says, in fact, the name Yudke Vovke is hidden within the word mitzvah. Why? You've got the Vovhe at the end, and at the beginning, Mem Tzadi is the atbash of the letters Yudke. Mem is the atbash of Yud, and Tzadi is the, in atbash, it is a hey. So we have the Shem Havaya Yudke Vovke Tomun, it's hidden in mitzvah. And every time, he brings it from the Tikkuni Zohar, and every time that we fulfill a mitzvah, we're actually mashkin Yudke Vovke into a particular Eivor, or Eivorim. We actually bring the Kedusha of our Kodesh Baruch Hu into ourselves. And he says that this is the intention of what it says, Shochanti b'soichom, and I will dwell in their midst. So we put the name Yudke Vovke into us. Bring Hashem into us. Now, when it says over here, Ushmarta mitzvoisai v'asisem oisom, ani Hashem, let's look at it in that light. And you should guard my mitzvahs and you should do them. I am Yudke Vovke. So Rashi says, Dami gozer al adover val yokel be'enecho. However, there might be this deeper meaning over here. Remember that when we keep mitzvahs, v'asisem oisom, remember ani Hashem. You are actually causing Hashem to come in you. And therefore, v'loy sechalulu es shem kodshi. Do not, sechalulu, halal is a hollow. Halal, but actually these words are related. So, don't hollow my name. In other words, if we keep mitzvahs, it's ani Hashem. Hashem will dwell within you. V'loy sechalulu shem kodshi. Don't be machal, don't make my name void. Don't remove it from yourselves. Adurabba, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. I should become holy within Klal Yisrael, meaning within, not just amongst Klal Yisrael. Like, as I said, the Or HaChaim said, in mitzvah, it's the solid of the I will dwell in their midst. So here, all in their midst, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. I am Hashem who makes you holy. Doesn't just mean Hashem, because you put myself, so to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into yourselves, the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it says, HaMoitzi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Diyos Lachem Elohim, Ani Hashem. Now, what's the gematria of HaMoitzi Eschem?
Is it 613?
So we're talking about the keeping of all the mitzvahs, and that these mitzvahs are mashkin Hashem in us. And remember, I took you out of Egypt to keep these mitzvahs. It's 613. Why? Corresponding to the 613 mitzvahs, we've got 613 Eborim Begidim. Ramach Eborim B'shaso Gidim. So HaMoitzi Eschem, I took you, Klal Yisrael, out from Egypt, in order that you should keep the Tariyag Mitzvahs, Lios Lachem Lelokim Ani Hashem, to be Mashkin Hashem in us by keeping the 613. So, that is an understanding of these psukim. Now, since we've got a bit of time, we can go a little further. The Or HaChaim said from the Tikkuni Zohar that mitzvah is the connotation of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the question now is, why are the first two letters hidden? Yud Kei isn't their beferush. Vav Kei is their beferush. Okay? Mitzvah. You get the Yud Kei only because you transform the Mem and the Tzadi in Atbash to Yud Kei. Why is it like that? Now, we have similar questions in some other areas. For example, we have Chazal say, Ish v'isha, if zochu, the Gemara in Seita, Shechina shrei b'nei. How do we see that? Because Ish v'isha, Ish has got a Yud and Ish has got a Hey. Okay. Now we have, for example, another source concerning Ish v'isha. It says like this, in Parshas Ki Seitze. Kikach ish isha chadosha, lo yavar l'chol dover, v'simach es ish toy, so it should be, noki yiyye lebeisoy shona. Now the Sefer Tevos of noki yiyye lebeisoy shona is yud kei vav kei. Noki yiyye lebeisoy shona. So in other words, she's got married, he's got to be his home for a year, free from that, in order to be mashkin yud kei vav kei in the home. So what do we see? It's not only yud kei, ish ve'isha, that's shchino ve'neihem. There's yud kei vav kei. So what's the significance? One time we say it's yud kei, and then we say yud kei vav kei. Another, we have, there are many, many examples of this. But anyway, let's take a look at this. Thing is, Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Menachos says like this. Bitcho ba'Hashem ade'ad ki b'ko Hashem tzuroi lomim. So the Gemara says, what's it mean, b'ko Hashem tzuroi lomim? Hashem created the world, this world and the world to come with Osius Yud and Hey. The world to come with a Yud and this world with a Hey. So we see that creation is depicted with these letters Yud Kei. Creation of the worlds. So what's Vav Kei? Amalek removed Vav Kei. What's Vav Kei? Vav is an extension of the Yud. Brings down, joining. And then you've got the Hey again. That is our job. The Vav and the Hey is our joining of the Yud, which is Kedusha Lamala, bringing it down to this world. We have to make the joining. And that's with mitzvah. So Yud Kei is not our job. Yud Kei are the givens. Hashem created. Yud Kei created the world with Yud Kei. When we do mitzvahs, our job is the vavke. We've got to make the joining of the kedusha above to hay of olam hazeh, which was created with a hay. The yudke is not our job. Ish ve'isha, a ish in his own right and a isha in her own right, that's yud and hay. The job of us is in a new home, at any time, is to be machaber, vav hachibur, to be machab, to bring down that kedusha. So the yud and the hey generally, it answers many questions. This. Are there is the givens that was created? Nothing to do with us. Not our business. Mitzvah yud and k are hidden. The vav k is what we've got to do. Mitzvah Hashem, Hashem should be mocha mole, bring back kisei, kisei shalem, and shmoy shalem. Should be able to keep mitzvahs and be moedul Hashem b'riyosecha anoch.
The shiur will begin shortly. Thank you for your patience.